Now you're watching Africa In and Out in Djibouti. Stay with us.
This piracy was a problem for some time in the Somali territorial waters and waters which are adjacent to Somalia, that is, in waters off the Somali coast. And ships have been disturbed by pirates from outside and armed militias from inside.
Within 1 year, between 2007 and 2008, Somalian piracy attacks grows 300%.
Piracy, it is not, it becomes like regional and international problem at the same time. Everyone right now is suffering from piracy. It affects the economy, it affects the stability of the region, because the majority of the trade pass through the Gulf of Aden. So this is very big challenges and threat. Each country in the region has been affected by piracy, especially there is increase in the insurance of the commercial vessel which pass through the Gulf of Aden. Gulf of Aden is considered one of the most important maritime routes in the region. It connects three lines. The one coming from the international shipping coming from the East of Asia, the second one coming from the Gulf countries, represented by the oil tankers. The third one is from the race, from the Cape of Hope, of the Good Hope. So Gulf of Aden, it's like it combines three international maritime roads. So it's very important to fight piracy in cooperation with the regional countries and with the international community at all.
The pirates attack ships based on their flags. The diversity of type of ships and the registrations proves that they do not go on the basis of any political reasons In an incident like this, definitely what doesn't matter to the pirates is the flag of the ship and its registration. We have had ships from Malaysia, Japan, Germany, Egypt, Cyprus, Panama, and many nations that are involved in the shipping in this region. The ships have been hijacked. So I don't think there is any motive as such.
Many, many countries, very influential, very important countries, have sent warships in the Gulf of Aden. But it won't be efficient if we don't have a collective approach. That collective approach need to be studied, and then that should be a concerted effort.
There's what they call some mafia cooperation with these pirates. They help, they give money. Because they get a large of, what they call ransom or fidya, they give. The Islamic courts, within this time of 6 months, They have eliminated the piracy in the sea. They have stopped all these things, and they can now. If we get chance for that, we will stop it easily. But the reason is that when the fishermen, Somali, small fishermen, there's a large, no forbidden, what they call that shibak, you know, for the fishing. International ships come and take all the fish, and they have destroyed the fishery of Somalia for those people. Therefore, they have started to revenge them for themselves. They are going to make themselves to live. Their life has become very, very narrow, very dangerous. Therefore, they have started this, and it became international business. That's it. But what is the main problem? What is very, very wonderful is that there's a large warships in the region which fight for terrorism. The alliance for fighting of to destroy them. They are seeing making all these things. There's more than 20 ships are there now. You know, kidnapped by these people. Why they don't free them? That's the problem. There's something.
Somalian, they haven't state on the peace state, yes, government. That's why all the former fishermen to become pirates, because it's better for them to take ransom.
We need to get a solution to put out all the people from the poverty. And we don't need a piracy in the region. Yemen also have gained this solution. Egypt, Ethiopia, Eritrea. Otherwise, all the region will be contaminated. And no, today is Somali. Tomorrow, it will be Somaliland, Djibouti, Sudan, Eritrea, and Yemen. And all the region will become a piracy place. And the Red Sea will close.
Actually, the main reason of piracy in the Gulf of Aden, this is because of there is no political stability and security in Somalia. So this affects the Somalian people, and also the Somalian coastline. It's very big, approximately 3,800 kilometers. And in the absence of security, in the absence of stability, the Somalian coastline becomes like station to launch the piratical attacks against the international commercial vessels. So first of all, if they would like to fight the piracy and armed robbery, they have to fix the problem in Somalia, especially the political stability and security. Without security, the situation will be like this for many years. But they have first to fix, to help Somalia establishing the political system and security, help Somalia to establish Coast Guard, Navy, police stations. So this will reduce this threat.
When you don't have a no government, you have a lot of different problems. It's not only virus. International community, they only talk about the sea. But last 20 years, we have chaos. We have our children, our women, our youth is killing each other. No one care about that. But right now, when the chaos go to the sea, international community, they realize the problem is bigger than Somali people.
Organization is the United Nations specialized, one of the United Nations special organization just deals with safety and the pollution and the maritime environment. Of course, safety, I mean maritime safety, marine safety, and pollution also for the maritime. And I think 167 or 78 countries are the contracting governments and are members of IMO, and two or three, I think, associate members, like Hong Kong, China, or Faroe Island or something like that. Of course, now I do not remember, two or three associate members and many intergovernmental organizations and also many non-governmental organizations which are somehow related to maritime issues. They are also have a very close relation with IMO.
The process of this meeting was going on for some time, from 2005 in the Sana'a meeting. Sana'a is in Yemen. And also in the Sultanate of Oman, again in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Now the purpose of this meeting is to conclude and sign an agreement between the countries of the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and west coast of the Indian Ocean, that is from the Horn of Africa to Cape Town. Now we have 22 countries belonging to these two zones, and many other countries. Some are observers, some are supporters, some are financiers, and the United Nations represented by the International Maritime Organization, which is the specialized agency of the United Nations on all maritime affairs.
Djibouti has been chosen as a venue because of its location and because also of the key role that the Djibouti foreign policy has been based on. And Djibouti's diplomacy has been playing to fight piracy. We have also been hosting international forces to fight terrorism. Of course, we need to identify very clearly what is terrorism so that that fight, that coalition could be efficient in carrying out its activities.
The reason this sub-regional meeting is taking place is to ensure that until that is done, and until a government is taken the power in Somalia, and the reasons for piracy has been removed from the region, the other countries will act in a manner to prevent act of piracy and to ensure stability in the region.
We are here in Djibouti to attend the Maritime Security Conference, which aims to conclude the agreements about fighting piracy and armed robbery in the Gulf of Aden. You know that piracy has become very major issues in the international community, and it is a big threat to the international trade. This conference will conclude the agreements to establish also the regional maritime center, which will be established in Yemen. So this regional maritime center will be like the IMB in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia and the RECAB in Singapore. The main purpose of this regional maritime center is sharing information and coordination, cooperation with the regional countries, especially the executive forces, Djibouti and Coast Guard, Navy, Yemen Coast Guard, Yemeni Navy, and Omani Coast Guard. There will be many representatives in the regional maritime centers in Sana'a. So this will help in fighting piracy and armed robbery against the ship. And this is, it considers also one security measures taken by the Yemen and by the regional countries at all.
Inside the national waters, either on the shore, offshore Yemen or Somalia or everywhere, if you have reached a consensus on that?
The principle is any vessel coming into the territorial water of any coastal state, the principle is they cannot come into the territorial water unless the coastal states provide clear permission. This principle is enshrined in the Law of the Sea Convention. They agreed not to bend that principle, so therefore that principle has been firmly adopted in the procedure for this code of conduct. So therefore, in actual phase of operation, if foreign vessel would like to continuously chase for example, pirate, and come into the territorial water, they have to contact the coastal state and they have to get a permission, positive permission, from the contact state, otherwise the water of other countries.
So it's a way to give pirates a chance, in fact, because it's not really realistic, especially in the area like the pirates can hide in Yemeni territorial waters or in any other Eritrean.
The principle has been agreed. We maintain the principle of UNCLOS. So therefore, before you come into territorial water, you need permission from the coastal state. So that issue has been always maintained. You may recall the last year, United Nations Security Council has adopted Resolution 1816 that allowed the foreign vessel, military vessel, to come into the territorial water of Somalia. But before that provision was included in the Security Council resolution, the Security Council resolution received a consent from the coastal state, in this case, from Somalia. So we always maintain this principle, and this principle will be applied for this code of conduct.
Value, as I told you,
yes, we
want a peace in all the area.
We are human beings. We have to be. We have to work side by side to make this world stable, peace. Because whatever happens, we are still human beings. We have to cooperate with each other. So, I think peace is the final destination of a human being. We have to make this world peaceful.